In the 1995 interview with the Chicago Reader, Obama acknowledged that he took time off that year from his first political campaign for the Illinois State Senate to participate in Louis Farrakhan's Black Muslim Organized Million Man March in Washington, D.C. As pointed out by theologian Matthias Gardell in his study of Louis Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam, the Black Liberation Movement established numerous organizations for converting theory into practice and co-opted demands that had characterized the classic Black nationalists of the older liberation tradition. These included demands for reparations, Black self-determination, and the construction of an independent Black economy and education. These demands were again voiced from the rostrums of Black churches under Black liberation theology, as they were proclaimed by Louis Farrakhan as head of the Nation of Islam. Gardell also points out that the Black liberation theology movement caused a fissure in the Black community, a distancing from more traditionally Christian Black churches, as represented by Reverend Jesse Jackson, who stands firmly in the tradition of Martin Luther King Jr. and Booker T. Washington. The strength of Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam comes from the prisons, the permanent poor, the urban youth, and a category conspicuously absent in the church, Black urban males. Farrakhan regularly tells Black youth they are playing into the hands of the devil with narcotics and drugs. A climate is being created in America to kill all Black people, Farrakhan has preached. After you live in America and see evils that are going down, no Black people are paranoid. We know that there is a plan being made ready to be used against our rise. It is not a stretch to conclude Reverend Wright's railing against the United States is in harmony with Farrakhan's. In the 1983 Black March on Washington, Farrakhan was permitted only a short speech, one of the shortest speeches on record for such events. In the 1993 march, he was excluded altogether. In both instances, the objections came from Jewish groups that argued successfully that Farrakhan was an anti-Semite. Unfortunately, there is justification for this concern. In a televised interview with Reuters on October 4, 1995, 10 days before that year's scheduled march, Farrakhan said, "Many of the Jews who owned the homes, the apartments in the Black community, we considered them bloodsuckers because they took from our community and built their community but didn't offer anything back to our community." In a speech the previous year, Farrakhan had proclaimed, "The Jews don't like Farrakhan, so they call me Hitler." Well, that's a good name. Hitler was a very great man.